Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. On behalf of Rob, Gary, myself, Dave Popwich, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We've got a pretty good lineup today. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about happiness. So there's so much in the headlines right now that is so negative, right? But, you know, Canada ranks pretty highly amongst the 150 countries that have been studied with respect to happiness. See where we fit. See where we rank, right?
And
where
good that reminder.
Yeah, that's right. And where the happiest countries, the happiest people are. We're going to talk a little bit about the budget, of course, which just broke, give you some highlights, key highlights out of that budget and some key takeaways. And then we also want to talk a little bit about, what's happening in the markets, mm-hmm. right? And with volatility comes both concern, but also opportunity, mm-hmm. right? So what can we expect? We've been through a volatile quarter to start the year. But what can we expect going forward? What should we keep our eyes peeled for as investors? We're going to talk to Miles Iblock a little bit about that. When we were off air thinking about this first talk, we often talk about the markets themselves and the choppiness and the uncertainty around inflation and rising interest rates, Rob, are clearly on people's minds. But we had some interesting experiences with people and a little bit different, but same underlying sort of conversations. One of the things that struck me this past week in terms of conversation with a couple was, is it a good time to retire right now? Mm-hmm. Given all of the uncertainty, wars in Ukraine, we've got interest rates rising, should I delay my retirement? It's not that that's a unique question, quite frankly, but I think about it often because it takes me back constantly to the idea that the headlines and the emotional experience that people are having in the short term, okay, often gets in the way or clouds the thinking around a long-term decision, right? So, you and I were talking about this isn't the first crisis that we've had. It won't be the last crisis.
Will not be the last.
And so does making a decision about should I retire today or next year, okay, should that be driven by whatever the short-term emotion that is being driven by whatever the headline is, right? And what's your take on that?
Well, the short answer is I hope no for everyone involved.
Right? Right.
As you just mentioned, these two shall pass.
Right.
So if we're held to any event that is holding us back, then we're always going to be held back and can we never retire?
Right.
And I think that's what I've seen.
Right.
People coming in very nervous and uninvested.
Right.
Right.
And that was your experience, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they have retired, but they've got a big chunk of cash as a result of this retirement, whatever they were doing, preparing for it. Now, is it a good time to be investing right now? Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of the same thing. I mean, it's a different question. It's a different question, but it comes from the same place. And I constantly find it interesting to help
people go through it and help people get through that thought process.
And rationally, when you sit down and you talk about this, and if you're planning a 35-year retirement, I can assure you that in that 35 years, one of the few things we can probably guarantee is there will be uncertainty at different points, right? There will be plenty of recessions in that period, right? There's a natural economic cycle that takes place and rates will go up, rates will come down, inflation will go up, it'll go down. Wars will come, they will go. Pandemics will come, they will go. And I think it's an important context for people when they think about that, right? How you get through the short-term uncertainty, of course, is you've got to do some strategic thinking and some financial planning, mm-hmm. right? What does retirement look like for you? Now, there's no doubt if we go through a pandemic period and you can't travel that, your retirement plan may change with respect to travel, mm-hmm. right? But again, you even watch that 2 years later, we're starting to get to a period where we're opening up again. People can go back to traveling. Right, and so I think if people take out the short term emotion of what they're feeling with respect to the uncertainty or crisis, whatever it is, and you sit down and you do some proper planning over the time horizon, this whole period that we call retirement, then I think you can remove yourself, or you've got the chance, the hope, that you can remove yourself from the decision-making, the emotional decision-making with respect to the short term. And I think the same applies. I mean, I'm curious about your conversation. When you're talking to somebody, when is it a good time to invest?
Well, the answer comes with a financial plan. Discipline over time. Mm-hmm. This is a plan's going to illustrate that it's going to last for 30 years, then you're going to need some growth in your portfolio over 30 years. So to take timing out of it, which is what we're talking about.
Exactly right.
Then, yes, there is no specific answer to that, but with a plan and a discipline, right, and structure, then easing into the market, right, maybe not in one go,
right,
but averaging in.
Right. Lots of different strategies to get in, right?
Yeah. And that gives some reprieve to people that have maybe some fear going, oh, we don't want to get into the market just tomorrow, right? And if we don't have the crystal ball, then there's ways to, right, to factor in and go in over time.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's, an important piece, whether it's a timing decision you're trying to make on should I put new cash in, right? When you're doing that, you're asking yourself the question, what's the purpose of the cash, right? Is it for short-term liquidity purposes, or is it for long-term retirement, sort of pension income? What are you doing with it? You know, what expectations do you have of it? All of those things, when you discuss it in the context of the purpose, the timeline, as you appropriately said, then you can start to get, you can plan properly. And it's not just all cash does one thing, particularly in retirement, right? I mean, we're going to talk about that at the seminar at some point. As you move into retirement, you can't think about just one big bucket of money designed to do one thing. You actually have multiple goals that you're trying to accomplish. And so when you start to break up the strategy, right, and where you and how you invest money for certain, we call them buckets, but certain things, then I think you get a sense of control, of relief. You can manage risk properly. You can take advantage of opportunity. We'll talk to Miles Zyblock today about, you know, with all the uncertainty, it often presents opportunity. Where can we look for opportunity, right? So it's both profiting and protecting, but it's also structuring properly and having a discipline in place that can get you through the next 35 years and all of the different things we're going to face.
Well, and alleviate even the time of, in a pause in the market, dictating what the market is going to do in your retirement day to day.
Yeah,
I see that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. So we got to make sense of all that stuff. We're going to do that at our upcoming seminar. At least we're going to do our very best to do that. And this is our first one. We're going to be back live.
It's right?
Where
be
we
fun.
Get to interact with people. It's been over 2 years since we've had a chance
fantastic.
To do that.
Fantastic. Join us live Tuesday, April 26th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House in and online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, let's talk about some of the budget highlights after the break with Jamie Golomek. Join us for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.